Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper, paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new station.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Future Driven NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we're going to be talking about connected collectibles with the CEO of Courtyard. So, let's get straight into it. Awesome. Alrighty, so we can go ahead and get started. So today we have Mr. Nicolas Lejeune. He is the CEO and co-founder at Courtyard. Nicolas, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Awesome. So before we get into Courtyard, I'm just very honest, I'm very fascinated about just people's journey. So when Nicolas was, I guess, like coming out of high school, coming out of college, like what did you want to do with like your career? Like what did that look like for you?
Yeah, definitely. So when I was finishing high school, I wanted to get into business. So my dad is an engineer, and I've seen him studying engineering his whole life and ending up in business his whole life. And so I figured like I want to skip that. I want just to study business with some sort of like engineering with it. So there's this degree. I come from Belgium and studied business engineering, and afterwards wanted to work in tech essentially. So I was fortunate enough to go to a good business school, and I found this random email from Google saying that they're looking to hire people, and I just replied to the email, and next thing you know I got a job. And I barely understood what I was going to do at Google, but I got a job in Ireland at Google, and that's how things kicked off, basically.
Interesting. So was it more of like you wanted to start a business, or you wanted to work in a business and expand?
I think it's important before starting a business. I think I wanted to get like the lay of the ground of how big companies are doing things. And so this is why I spent 7 years at Google. It was really helpful to see how things are done at scale. So the team I was on was kind of like a startup within Google, which was the beginning, the birth of Google Cloud. And we were very early on. And then so I see it grow. I've seen it grow like very, very quickly. And that was really, really helpful to launch a business afterwards.
Interesting. So now I'm curious. This always just fascinates me. So when did NFTs, I guess, maybe even just the word, like when did this first like hit your radar? Like, was it through crypto? Like, how did that start for you?
Yeah. So I've been into crypto for a while. Mostly like trading coins. I followed a bit the DeFi summer, but not too much. And so my cousin who's really into crypto, essentially told me you should talk to that other person. He has a great idea about NFT. And this is where I really started to dig into the concept of NFT. So that was around the time of, literally around the time where Bored Ape started minting.
Okay.
And I remember really well, one of the biggest mistakes I've done was I remember the Bored Ape minting page, and I was like, no, I'm not going to spend that much on the Bored Apes on this thing. I think it's too much. And I went all in on craniums, which was like 2 weeks after. I was like, the craniums are going to be the thing. And it didn't. So yeah, I have a bunch of craniums now in no Bored Ape.
That's so interesting. That's funny how you said that. Literally that happened the exact same. Like I was like, yeah, like for the Bored Ape outcome. And I was like, yeah, nah, just not right now. And then next thing you know, they're going crazy.
Exactly.
So was there any like specific like aha moment, or like did you just know like people are going to want to own digital items? Like how does that for you?
I think digital items is really important as like the simple thing to say, like we are going to spend more and more time in the digital space. Like in 5 years, people are going to be more in a digital world than they are today. And this idea of bringing your identity to the digital space, and we've seen influencers that nobody know their face. It's actually their identity is their CryptoPunk, is their Bored Ape, and so on. And so the ability to own something in the digital space that people can verify that they're on this asset is really game changer in my opinion. And this is where I saw the link with what if we brought physical asset to the mix. So you can have more than just a profile picture. You could bring your watch, your sneaker, whatever you collect, and really bring that as a ownership in the digital space, essentially.
100%. I like that. So now this just kind of like a fun question. I don't know. I just, it's kind of a selfish question. I just like it though. I'm just always curious. So what does your family think of NFTs? Like, is there any family member that's just like, come on, Nicholas, this is BS. Like no one cares about owning a picture. Like, is there anybody like that?
I mean, I can tell you my mom was not happy when I tell her I leave my really good high paying job to sell Pokemon card in a digital format. Yeah. No, I think they understand that this is kind of like where the future is going. But definitely it's been a different speech when you speak with the grandparents versus the brother. Let's put it this way. Yeah.
100%. So just in your opinion, this is kind of course, no one knows when this is exactly going to happen, but just what does, like, I guess, mass adoption look like to you? Is it something like gradually? Is it kind of something, a specific event that takes place? Like, what does that look like for you?
I think there is still too much focus on the tech rather than the value to user right now. So where mass adoption is going to go, where you're going to have like a seamless experience, and it's not going to be focused too much on the underlying technology, but just the value you get from it. So I think there's going to be mass adoption. I just feel like right now the friction you get still from crypto protocols and like having a wallet and then having to bridge it to another chain and having to buy Matic to buy it on Polygon and so on. Like, there's still so many friction for the general consumer to just understand, like, I just own this and I know how to do it very easily. So I think we'll get there, but there's still a few friction that we need to remove in order to get there.
100%, I agree. So now I just gotta say this, just aesthetically from like a brand perspective, like Courtyard, if you're on the website, courtyard.io, it is beautiful. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, the brand, it's just beautiful. It's so aesthetically pleasing. Like, I was looking at the website with my girlfriend and she's just like, oh my god, it just looks so nice. Like, when you first get on the page, the Nike it's just like a Nike shoe spinning, the Michael Jordan card just spinning, like everything just looks just super. I just know aesthetically it just looks beautiful. So now, for anybody that doesn't know, what is Courtyard, can you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. And thanks for the comment. It's none of my, I'm a terrible designer. We have amazing designer in-house, so and 3D modelers in-house, so kudos to them. So Courtyard is, coming back to the NFT, when I saw NFT surging, I really saw this as a way to prove ownership of something digital, that at any point in time, I could go and see who owns that asset, and you can verify that. And I thought of it as, why don't we link it to a physical object that people collect? But then you would need to have a centralized entity that would be a trusted entity that would store those assets in a very secure place in a vault, issue those NFTs, and then you could trade those NFTs that are representing the physical asset associated with it. You could trade them as a normal NFT on the blockchain, so from New York to Japan to wherever in the world. But at any point in time, you can come to that centralized entity and say, listen, I want to redeem the physical. We would burn the digital asset, so the NFT, and we would ship the physical asset to them. So it's kind of like a voucher to redeem the physical if you want. And so we thought about it as, okay, but we need to have a very trusted, it's all about trust at the end of the day. You need to trust me to be able to hold your $20,000 Michael Jordan card or sneaker or whatever you collect, right? And we looked at who is the most trusted player on the security market. Yeah. And a company called Brinks, so B-R-I-N-K-S, is typically the company when you look on the street in major cities in the US or in the world. It's an armor truck.
Yep.
Armor truck company, you see them everywhere. They're also the leading company when it comes to vault storage. And so we contacted Brinks, reached out to them, went up the ladder. So we literally, the first call was with a janitor that put us in touch with the director of this country, and then the country director moved up the ladder. So it's possible, you can just pick up the phone sometime. And they ended up investing in us. We ended up striking a partnership deal where they would handle everything from storage, insurance, and transportation. And we would provide the digital layer on top of their vault infrastructure. So to answer your question, that was a long answer. We are doing physically backed NFTs, which we call connected collectibles. And our goal is to bring all collectibles to the masses in a digital format that you can own and you can prove you own, but you can redeem them whenever you want. We're just the on-ramp and off-ramp of physical assets to digital.
That was actually perfect. You actually kind of led right into the next thing that I wanted to talk about, was the Brinks. So again, me, like you said, we see these guys hop out the Brinks trucks. They've got the AR-15s ready to go. Like, you're not stealing anything. So that, when I saw that, to me, it's like, yeah, like, I definitely trust that. Like, I just felt, it just feels safe 100%. Like, I just know there's armed guards guarding my asset at all times. But anyway, I just thought that was cool. So now I just want to ask you, so we're talking about, I guess, like a Michael Jordan rookie card, shoot, whatever. So I'm just curious, like, what about like Hot Wheels or any of these other things?
Definitely. I think more overall, our goal is to bring value to collectors. So my vision is to, you have your collection in your pocket. Have you seen Jimmy Neutron?
Yes.
Yeah. So Jimmy Neutron, like this character, he has a cube where he has all his collectible and he's carrying around this cube. And then he can pull out the collectible from his cube and come and put it back in the cube. And I really see that as like your phone is your cube. And so my goal is, like, any collectible that you have that sits in your closet, why don't you have it digitally? And you can trade them, you can showcase them, and you have everything in your pocket in a really cool 3D model. Because I believe these 3D models are the, like, it needs to be more than a picture in order to be a digital collectible, right? So this is why we invest a lot in 3D modeling of those assets. So yes, it's going to be like Hot Wheels, anything that people collect in the long run. Right now, we're focusing on like trading card mostly, just because we want to nail down like the value prop for trading cards. We did a bit with sneakers as well. But long term, it would be for anything whatsoever you could have. If you collect and it has value, we could store it and have it in a digital format.
Interesting. So can you kind of walk me through the 1% every time it sells? How is that 1% only, or is it like you could add 2%, or is that just up to the person selling?
So the 1% came from, at the end of the day, we're trying to launch, it's not really a marketplace, but it's kind of a decentralized marketplace, if you want, because those assets, the more assets we have on the platform, the more it trades, because the more people will look and say, oh, there's this cool card or whatever asset, right? And so we thought of it as like, how can we, it's like the cold start problem, how can we pick up and incentivize users to tokenize their asset, right? And so we thought of the way of like, what if you just, to reward your curation, because at the end of the day, you curate your collection to bring them online, we would give you 1% royalty. Like, we share, essentially, it's not really a royalty, but like, we share revenue for that asset that you brought on chain. If you brought that asset on chain and it trades like 5 times, we would give back the royalties, like 1% of the creator royalties back to the original sender of the asset, just because you brought that asset on chain to reward you. So essentially, if, let's say, you send your Michael Jordan rookie card, you send to us, we could give you the NFT of that card, and that card trades 15 times, you would make 15 times like a percentage of the transaction there, of each transaction.
Interesting. So now, just what, in your mind, like, what does Courtyard look like, I guess, like in the next 5 to 10 years? And what is something that you and the team are just excited about in the near future?
I think Courtyards will be the home for collectors, the digital home for collectors. So we want to be the place where you manage your collection. You can see everything from your collection in a 3D model format on the blockchain or off the blockchain. We would work with brands, and we already work with big name brands, luxury brands, to help them provide that way of selling their asset in a digital format. Similar for watches, we work with watch brands to potentially have the watch brand verify the asset and digitize it. So the watch brand makes the royalty from those collectible transaction. So Courtyard will really be the home, digital home for collectors. You will have everything in your pocket. We'll work with brands, and we'll just be the bridge between physical and digital. And if you think in the long term, digital world, with Apple releasing their AR glasses and everything, like, I don't know if you've seen Ready Player One, but we could be in a world where you can put your your AR mask and see your collection, interact with it and stuff like that. So I think it's the future is really bright in that sense.
Interesting. And like, honestly, because everybody's going to want to flex their NFTs, right? And I think, honestly, like, I haven't really seen anything like Courtyard. And like, I'm just being real here. Like, I really, again, when I saw this, just even the website, again, like, just kudos to your team again. Like, it's just so aesthetically pleasing. I'm like, if I'm going to flex anything 100%, it will be on the platform Courtyard 100%. I really haven't felt that about any other platform yet. I just haven't seen it. So I definitely do agree with you that Courtyard will be the place. So if anybody just wants to, I guess, reach out or take a look at Courtyard, like, where can they find you at?
It's courtyard.io. I have a French accent. I chose the worst name because I cannot pronounce it right, apparently. But yeah, it's courtyard.io. We will allow for cards. You have a self-serve. So you can literally, we're launching that in a week. You can literally click, and then you get a shipping label, drop it at the post office, put your wallet. And within 3 days, you get 3 to 5 days, you get an NFT in your wallet that you can start trading. And you can redeem it whenever you want. So we're just the on-ramp for physical asset to digital. So that's literally what we're doing. So you can already use us. You can join our Discord. There's a community there that's talking daily. And you can always reach out to our team if you want to.
Awesome. And as always, the links and everything will be in the bio. But again, Nicholas, I really appreciate you for joining me today. Again, I know I've already said it a billion times, but wow.
Thank you so much.
I think y'all really nailed it on this one.
Thank you. It's exciting. I'm really excited about the future for that.
Awesome. All righty. Well, Nicholas, you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
I'm a 90s baby. Lately, I've been going crazy. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, that like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new Mercedes.